Be'ezras Hashem, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey in Maseches Brachos, the 34th daf in Shas. We now begin the very important Perek Ketzah Mevarchin, the Halachos of Birchas Hanenin. The Mishnah says, Ketzah Mevarchin Ala Peros. How, particularly, the Mishnah is really asking, what bracha do we make on fruits? Al Peros Ilan Huomer Bar Priets. On fruits of the tree, you make a eitz chutz min ayayin, except for wine, shal yayin omer bar pri gofen. Val peros haaretz, on vegetables, omer bar pri adama. He makes a bar pri adama. Chutz min apas, except for bread, shal apas omer ha-maitzach haaretz. Pas, the brach is ha-motzi. Val yirakos, omer bar pri adama. And on yirakos, there you make a adama. What are yirakos, and how do they compare to the peros hadama that we overgeneralize in our translation by calling it vegetables? What exactly is the difference between yirakos and pri hadama? So the best explanation for it is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that peros haaretz are kinios, what we would translate today as legumes. That's what qualifies as peros haaretz. What is yirakos? So Rabbeinu Yonah says chasa, lettuce. Yirakos are greenery, kruv, or a type of cabbage. Those, here we have machlokas. Val yirakos hu omer, bori pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bori mine dishoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the more appropriate bracha is dishoim. Gemara on daf mem Rashi alludes to will explain that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you try to give as precise of a bracha as possible. And the vegetables that we had mentioned, which the Mishnah refers to as yirakos, kruv and chasa, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Yehuda says the appropriate expression for them are bine bore mine disha'im. And therefore, if we're talking about things that grow from seeds, the Gemara will spell out that the bracha, this is on daf lamed zayin, then the bracha, appropriate bracha will be borei mine zra'im. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is not only that he disagrees, that he says the chasa could be called the shayim, but he says we aspire to get the most precise bracha that we can, and even though he agrees that on yirakos you get a borei pri adam, that's only if we're talking about he agrees that on peros haaretz, you get peros pri adama. That's only if we're talking about legumes. If we were talking about lettuce, so then in such a case, the appropriate bracha would be bori mine dishoy. First Tosis in the Perek raises a very interesting question. Hopefully, we still haven't forgotten the first daf of Shas. And there, the Gemara says, on the language of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Me'emasai, from when, says the Mishnah, Koren Eshma Ba'arvin, that's the first Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, to which the Gemara immediately asks, Tana Hechi Koi Diktani Emasai. What was the previous statement of the Tana that we asked Me'emasai? Me'emasai sounds like we're going back on a previous statement, and then we ask when. There's a mitzvah of Kriyashma, then when. So too, when you have a question like Ketzad, presumably, you're going back on a statement of fact, and that one would presume is the statement of fact that you make a Birchas Hanenin. However, we don't have any record of Birchas Hanenin. So Tosfos gives us a heads up, and that is that the Gemara later on is going to say, the question will become Halacha L'maisa, whether we accept this, but the Gemara later on will say that a bracha is simply a logical thing, that if anybody thought about it, they would come to it on their own. And that is, says the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom, Svaruhu asal al adam shienem in olam hazeh below bracha. It's something logical one would thought of that one should not simply partake in God's world without beforehand saying thank you. So since it's logical, so that's a lot. The Torah starts with a given of logic. Everybody needs a little bit of seichel before they start learning Torah. So on that seichel that says that you make a bracha, immediately we ask how. Or else Tosis suggests that the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis speaks about a Baal Keri who can't make a bracha before he eats. So now we've already made mention of it on Daf Chaf. So now the Gemara brings it up, the Mishnah brings up over here. Of course, the difficulty is that was in Perek Misha Meso, that was not the fifth, not the fourth Perek, it was even before that. So that is a little bit more difficult than Tosis's first Teret. The Gemara begins to ask, what is the Makar for Birchis Hanenim? Minohan immediately, from where do we know in the Torah that there is a mitzvah of Birchis Hanenim? Now, ultimately, the Gemara is going to learn that Birchas Hanenin is a chiyuv midrabanan. How you understand the source is for those who learn bi'iyun, how to understand this teretz of the Gemara, whether this Gemara is an asmachta or not. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara, though, ultimately quotes a pasuk, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Torah is describing, says Rashi, Neta Revai, which is the fourth year. Fruits are prohibited. It's an extension of the halacha of Arlasi Reb Chaim Halevi on the Rambam, where he discusses the relationship between Neter Revai, if it's an absolute extension of Arla or not. But either way, it's an extension on some level of the Isser of Arla, where it's prohibited to eat the fruit, as the Torah describes there in Parshas Kedoshim. However, in the fourth year, you have an option that you could be able to redeem the fruit. Kodesh Hilulim, the Torah describes it, as holy and needing double praise. Melameh, what is that coming to teach us? Shetu'unim bracha lefneim ulachareim. When you eat these fruits, that you need to make a bracha both before and after. Mikan from here, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Akiva uttered the famous line, Asa la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'ivarech. That it's prohibited for a person to eat anything until he makes a bracha. So we're learning out from this pasuk that's mentioned specifically in regards to Neter Revai. Of course, the question could be asked, maybe this pasuk is only talking about Neter Revai and is only telling us particular halachos in regards to Neter Revai. That is the direction that the Gemara goes in now. The Gemara asks, V'hai kodesh hilulim l'hachi huda'asa ha'mi ba'ilei. We need this double hilulim to tell us the following. Chad, damar rachmana, achle v'hadara Achle, that you first should redeem it, from the Lashon Chulin, and then eat it. So therefore, we see from the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, the idea of redeeming and being able to eat the Neta Revai. How does one see that from the word Hilulim? So Rashi explains that the word Hilulim could also be exchanged with the word Chilulim. And since the two are interchangeable, and the first Hilul is coming to tell us the concept that you need to redeem in the fourth year to be able to eat. The Gilyan Ashas makes reference to Yerushalmi in Peya Zayin Hay that reiterates this idea that a Hay and a Ches is interchangeable, as well as take a look at the Rashba. But Rashi learns explicitly that the Hay and the Ches is the interchangeable feature of the first Hilul. Now, it says Hilulim in the plural. Says the Gemara v'idach, and why does it say hilulim in the plural? Davar haton shira ton hilul v'she'eno ton shira ein ta'un hilul. Those things that require song, we will explain in a moment, need to be redeemed during the year of Neter Revai. But those things that don't require song, so then in such a case they don't require hilul. Require song. So Rashi explains that when we did the Nisuch HaYayin on the Mizbeach, so there the Levium sank, as the Gemara fleshes out. Ukad Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Am Rabbi Yonasan. Am Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Am Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin she'ein Am Shira El Al HaYayin. How do we know that the Levium have a chiyuv to sing when they do the wine libations? Shenema, as the pasuk says in Shoftim, Atomel Hamagefen Echadalti Es Tiroshi Hamisamech Elo Him VaAnoshim. The pasuk in Shoftim describes the vine as something that causes man to rejoice as well as God. What is it? In what way does it cause God to rejoice? Bamemisamech, exclaims the Gemara. Im Anoshim. If it causes men to rejoice, in what way does it cause God to rejoice? Mikan, from this pasuk in Shoftim, which we won't discuss the background at all, says, She'ein Omrim Shira al hayayin, that you don't say shira except on wine. In other words, there's something unique about yayin that it's mesameach elokim, because that's the only time we sing shira, is specifically during the wine libations in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levium would sing. So let's summarize what we have up until now. The Gemara says that from the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, really the double Hilul could tell us two different halachos. Number one, Hilul and Chilul are interchangeable words, as Yerushalmi Peah seems to say, and for that reason, we learn that Neter Avai needs to be redeemed in order to be eaten, in contradistinction to Arla, which is prohibited and no redeemability is possible. Number two from Kodesh Hilulim is telling us that there is something that praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particularly wine, and that's the only thing that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with in the Migdash. In other words, we particularly sing during the wine libations and not, for example, during the water libations. That's all. If that's what the double Hilulim is telling us, so then really Kodesh Hilulim Hashem cannot teach us anything for Perek Ketza Mevarchin. There's a double Hilul and we need it for both things. Spells out the Gemara. That's only if Kodesh Hilulim is going to tell us both Limudim. However, it is possible that Kodesh Hilulim is only necessary for one source and not the second, as the Gemara is about to bear out. And if that's so, so then we could use the second Hilulim to tell us the original idea of the Gemara, and that is that one of the Hilulim is to tell us that there is a need for bracha lifneihem va'achareihem. Let's see that inside the Gemara. Ha'nicha l'man d'tani neter avai. If we learn that the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim is not talking about specifically wine, so then everything is fine. Explains Rashi in Dibra Maskel ha'nicha l'man d'amar. If that's so, then neter avai applies both by fruit as well as by grapes. So then the second source that we used is simply not correct, because the pasuk is not talking about only wine. It's talking about other fruits. There's no libations and shira when it comes to apples. Now, the man d'amar who holds neter avai disagrees with another Tana who claims that the fourth year only applies to the vine. If the fourth year applies to all fruits, then the second drasha is not necessary, and then the first drasha is used, as we had mentioned before, to tell us the requirement of Chilul, and the second Hilulim is coming to tell us the source for Birchas Hanenin. Ha, nichel amandatan neter revai. El amandatani kerem revai ma'ik alameimar. But according to Man D'Amar, who says that's teaching us kerem revai, in other words, that the pasuk in Kedoshim tells us the prohibition of the fourth year only applies to the fruit of the vine. If it only applies to vine, so then the second limud is also correct. If the second limud is correct, Elamand Amar Kerem Revai Ma'ikala Meimar, what's going to be the source? Where did we see that there's a machlokis? The Itmar, as we learned, Rabbi Chiya Rab Shimon Berebi, Chad Tani Kerem Revai, V'chad Tani Neter Revai. One of the Tanoim felt that the halacha of Revai only applies to the vine, that's called Kerem Revai, and the other Man D'Amar felt that it applies to all fruits of Neter Revai. Says the Gemara, Ulamanda Tani Karim Revai Hanicha Iyal Gzereshava. Now the Gemara points out that even the Manda Amar, who says that it only applies to Karim Revai, and then ostensibly you needed two different sources of Hilulim, the second which to tell us that Revai applies to only those things that you say Shira on, and that is wine, and that is a vine, still, we could partly get out of it. Uleman detarni kerem revai hanicha yalef gzera shava. It could very well be the fact that it applies the revai only to grapes could be learned from gzera shava. The sanya Rebbe Omer nemar kan lahosiv lachem tvuaso v'nemar lahalon utvuas hakarim. The pasuk says over here the notion by revai says the expression of tua, and when it comes to klayim, the expression of tua is also used, but it's used in regards to tuas kerem, by grapes. Mala halan kerem, afkan kerem. If that would be so, that we would equate revai to tuas kerem, and clearly there, the tua is described as a vine, and therefore we would say the same applies for revai. Mala halan kerem, just like when it comes to klayim, it applies specifically to a vine. Afkan kerem, so too. Here it comes to netar ravai, it also applies to a vine. So then you don't need the second source. The second source that says that Kodesh Ilulim, that it applies to those things you praise, if it ain't Shira El Alayayin, and that's the source that says that when it comes to Netar, when it comes to Revai, that applies specifically to wine, we don't need that. We could go to Klai Akerem. If that's so, Iyazlechad Hilul Abracha, we could use one Hilul for a bracha. However, continues the Gemara, V'lo Yalef Gzereshava, but if you don't learn this Gzereshava, bracha minale, then you're going to be stuck as well when it comes to bracha, because we're not going to have an open source to Darshan, the idea of Kodesh Ilulim, telling us, as we said in the opening line of the Gemara, Shetunim Bracha Lefnehem Ulachareim. Continues the Gemara, another question. V'inami Yalef Gzereshava. And even if you do learn the Gzereshava, in other words, you learn the Gzereshava from Klai Kerem, and therefore you don't need the second Limud, Ashkechon La'acharov, Lefanov Minayin. This source is only telling you afterwards, but it doesn't tell you the concept beforehand. Now, the Rishonim tried to struggle and explain why it is that the Gemara says that you have a source specifically for after and not before. Take a look at the Rashba and the Ritva. Rashi understands that we already have a precedent when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, so that would be the source that we would go to first. We would look to the Bracha Acharav, and then we would look for Lefanov. So if we only have one pasuk, it'll only tell us afterwards and not before. Says the Gemara, that's not such a strong question. Holo kasha, that's not a strong question. Da'atzi b'kal v'chomer, we would make a kal v'chomer. Kishu sava nevarech, kishu rav lo kol shekein. When he says she'edit, he makes a bracha. Certainly, when he's hungry, he'll have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that second question, says the Gemara, is not such a strong question. Ashkechon kerem. Shar meaning minayin. The Gemara now asks a basic question, and that is, but the source ultimately that you're starting with is only talking about a vine. So maybe in regards to a vine you make a bracha. What about all other species? Says the Gemara, Dialf Mekeren. We learn it out from a vine. Makerem dover shenene v'tom bracha, just like you have hana from a vine, and for that reason, you need a bracha. I've called over shenene ton bracha. So too, everything that you derive benefit for is going to need a bracha beforehand. Asks the Gemara, Ikal Mifrach, you could ask, Malim, Shechayiv, Ken Chayavim Ba'olos. The halacha is that when it comes to a vine, it has unique chiyuvim that other fruits do not have. The chiyuv of Olos is the pasuk, as Rashi describes, v'karmecho losa olal. It's referred to as ololos, and that is underdeveloped grapes. When there are underdeveloped grapes that are not cut off, the chiyuv is to give them to the anim. That chiyuv applies specifically when it comes to grapes. So what do we see? That grapes are unique, that it has a chiyuv of ololos. Maybe when there is a chiyuv of ololos, then in such a case, we see that it's a unique species, so then it needs a bracha. But how could you learn to other things? Says Gemara, kama tochiach. No, we'll learn from grain, kama being that it stands up, grain stands up. That's how the Torah refers to it. That grain, of course, we know the pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Ekev, ve'achalta v'savata u'reirachta. So we see that there's a chiyuv in bracha, even though there isn't a din of ololos. So we see ololos is not a critical factor in defining bracha. Says the Gemara, Mala kama shekein chayavas bechala. But maybe kama has another strength to it, that it is has a chiyuv of chala. So says the Gemara, kerem yochiyach. But we go to the vine, where the vine has ololos, but it doesn't have the chiyuv of afrashas chala. V'chazar adin, v'lo rizeh k'rizeh, v'lo rizeh k'rizeh. Neither one is similar to each other. Hatzada shavishven. What in what way are what do they both have in common? Dover shenene v'ton bracha. Both of them you derive benefit, and they need a bracha. Called dover shenene v'ta'un bracha. So too, anything you have anah, and it requires a bracha. So ultimately, we're going to have a source if we have an extra pasuk of hilulim. According to Man D'Amar, who holds that Ravai applies to the Kerem, if you learn Gzereshova from Klai HaKerem, so then in such a case that pasuk would be open, and you would use that to tell you afterwards, and then a Kal V'chomer would say that Kishu Salam Evar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. But the Gemara continues to challenge whether you could learn that Limud, because the Tzad HaShava that we had created might not be legitimate. The Tzad HaShava that we had seen, that Koma is Chayev in Bracha Lefanel, so too, when it comes to Kerem, which has Ololos, should also be Chayev in Bracha Lefanel. And the Tzad HaShava says that both of them, where you have Hana, you're Mechayev in Bracha. Says the Gemara, maybe it's those particular things. When it comes to grapes, and when it comes to grains, those are something unique. There's something that's special that would require a bracha. Both of them are brought on the mizbeach. When it comes to the grain, so it's used for a carbon mincha. When it comes to the yayin, it's used for the nesachim, the libations. And I'll bring for you when it comes to oil that has a tzad mizbeach, and then we will be able to learn out zayis that also has a tzad mizbeach from this tzad hashoveh. In other words, the Gemara is saying over here that the only source that you would be able to use from Kodesh Hilulim are those things that have a tzad mizbeach, and the source that when it comes to bracha before a zayis, that you would learn out from everything else. Zayis, of course, appears on the Mizbeach because it is used in the Karban Mincha. Since it is used in the Karban Mincha, so then it will also have a Tzad Mizbeach. But that would be the only legitimate material that could be learned from Kama and Kerem. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent. This part could be put into parentheses. Asks the Gemara, you don't need to learn Zayis from Tzad Mizbeach. V'Zayis mitzad Mizbeach Hasi? You don't need to learn Zayis from the fact that it has Mizbeach just like the above Kerem and Kama. V'Abehed Yuxiv Be Kerem. It's specifically written in the context of Kerem. D'Chziv V'Yaver Migodesh V'Ad Kama V'Ad Kerem Zayis. It's also referred to as a Kerem. So what do we see? You don't even need to learn from the Tzad Mizbeach. Amar Rav Papa, Kerem Zayis Ikri, Kerem Stama Lo Ikri. Says Rav Papa, nevertheless, you can't say that it's mamish called a Kerem. It's only called a Kerem Zayis. And since it's only called a Kerem Zayis, so then in such a case, that cannot be the source. But the source could be that we see from the other two that they're both called Chayiv, because they have a Tzad Mizbeach, that is, Kerem and Kama, so too Zayis, which is also used in the Zbeach, would be Chayiv. But ultimately, the source of the Tzad HaShava will only teach us those things that have a Tzad Mizbeach. After this parenthetical remark, the Gemara in the medium-sized wide line says, Mikol Makom Kasha, but you wanted to use the Kodesh Hilulim as a source for the Chiyuv of Bracha when it comes to all Berachas Hanenin, and you are going to learn out from the Tzad HaShava that exists by the vine and the grain. Mikol Makom Kasha Malat Tzad HaShava V'Shebehen. The difficulty is that there you only have a Tzad HaShava Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach, and therefore the only thing you can learn from it is the Chiyuv when it comes to Zayis. Ella, says the Gemara, the Yalif La Mishivas Haminim. We're going to learn out from the Shivas Haminim. In other words, both Kama and Kerem apply to the seven minim that appear in Parshas Ekev, Eretz Chito, Saora, etc., that the Torah describes the beautiful seven minim of Eretz Yisrael. Ma Shivas Haminim Dover Shenene V'Tom Bracha, just like the seven minim, you have Hana and they require a Bracha, Afkol Dover Shenene V'Tom Bracha. So too, everything that you have Hana, they require a Bracha. Asks the Gemara, well, if you're going to say that what's unique about them is that they're Shiva Haminim and you learn everything out from there, Ma, asks the Gemara, three lines in, when it comes to the seven minim, they are chayiv in the mitzvah of bikurim. And therefore, maybe only those things that are so chashuv that they have the chayiv of bikurim have a bracha. However, ices, a popsicle, a candy, a walnut, In such a case, those things are not a Shivas Aminim and don't have a Chiyuv of Bikur. Maybe they, because they're lower level of significance of Chashivas, then they would not require a Bracha. Va'od asks the Gemara, Ha'tinech la'acharav, l'fan of Minayim. What about the fact that la'acharav, maybe afterwards you need a Bracha, but who says beforehand? So Gemara repeats the rejection that it had said earlier in regards to the question of Ha'tinech la'acharav. Asks the Gemara, Halokasha. If we would have a chiyuv before, specifically afterwards, the other chiyuv we would learn as a kal v'chomer. Why the Gemara repeats this question and answer, after all, it had been mentioned earlier, so when I learned bi'iyun with the Talmidim in the YU Summer Kolel, Eli Kirshner gave a beautiful pshat. Bezer Hashem, when I discuss it this month with the Talmidim in the Tivariyeh, we will be ma'ayin into it, we'll learn Ketzem Mevarchin, but to know might relate to a cryptic tosis in Dibra Maschil Tenach La'acharav. Let's continue on. The Gemara says, "Leman detani neta revai ha Tenach kol dover netia the lav bar netia kigom baser ubeitzim v'dogim minale." Asks the Gemara, but wait a second. Maybe all these sources are only things that grow. What about meat, eggs, and fish? How do you know it? Ella, the Gemara rejects everything that it said before. Svaru. We have a svara. Asalala adam shiyehene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's a svara that a person cannot have hana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world without a bracha. The next few lines of the Gemara are critical lines. Tana Rabbanan. Asalala adam shiyehene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. V'chol anena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha mohal. It's prohibited to have enough in this world, and if you do, it's considered as if you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma takante yelechetz hachacham. What's the solution? Go to a chacham. The Gemara clarifies. What does that mean? Yelechetz hachacham my avilei. Havilei yisur. What's the chacham going to do if you already ate without a bracha? You were over in Isur. El amarav yelechetz hachacham. Mekarvi lamdenu bebrachos. Kidei shal yovel edei me'ilu. You should go to a chacham to learn the halachos of brachos in order so as not to become, not to come lidei me'ilu. In our Halacha L'maaseh Shiur Mandaf Yud Beis, we discuss the implication of this Gemara that seems to indicate that eating food without a bracha is like eating Isur, and we discussed whether we say the suffix Isur L'chumra and other ramifications of that. For example, another nafgamina would be, does an Avel make a bracha beforehand? We came out that normally because Avel is Potter from Mitzvah, so at the same time, he has to be Machmar and Isurim. We came out then, after this, giving the whole background, Rayas that Rav Shechter brought, that we do not say that Halacha L'maaseh, that we view food without a bracha as an Isur, therefore an Onain, excuse me, I said Avel before, I meant Onain, an Onain makes, does not make a bracha beforehand, and we don't look at the food as Macholos Asur, so you could take a look on Daf Yud Beis in the Halacha section. Amar of Yud, Amar Shmuel, two lines from the bottom, Kol Anenim in Oilam Azeh B'lo Bracha Ki'ilu Nenim Mikadshei Shamayim. Someone who has hana without making a bracha is as if he had hana from those things that are sanctified by heaven. Because the pasuk on the one hand says that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Levi asked and thereby expounded also on this drasha. Ksiv Lashem Aretzum Lo, Ksiv Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'Aretzum Salam Vnei Adam. It seems to have be a contradiction in Pesukim. On the one hand, Tilm Chabdalid, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the earth, yet the Pasuk in Kuf Tezvev says the heavens belong to God, and he gave the earth over to man, answers the Gemara, this famous line in the Gemara, like Kasha Kan Kvaitim LeBracha, Kan LaAchar Bracha. Before the Bracha, it's considered Kachay Shemayim and belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the Bracha, it is not considered belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's then we evoke the rule, Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Hei Yom Ebeiz continues to expound on this idea. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Anenim in Ha'olam Hazeh B'loi Bracha, someone who has benefits from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world without a bracha, Ki'ilu Gozel LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Knesses Yisrael. It's as if he is stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesses Yisrael. Shenemar Gozel Aviv V'Imoi. As the pasuk says, "Ove v'imoy v'omer ein pesha." Someone who steals from his father and mother, and he says, "I haven't sinned." Chaver hu liyishmashchis. He's a friend to the ultimate, maybe even the Satan of destruction. And Chazal Darsh, in this pasuk in Mishlei, is not talking about someone who steals from his biological father and mother. Ve'ein ovev vela Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here, father refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and father, literally in the Gemara, is saying, only refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema halohu avicha kanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zavicha, the Torah describes in the end of Devarim. Ve'ein imo el Knesset Yisrael. And his mother is all of Klal Yisrael. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha. That the Torah of Klal Yisrael is referred to as our mother. And hence, it's considered as if someone's stealing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notice our lashon of stealing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi makes an amazing diuk in our Gemara. The Gemara does not say gozel me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it says gozel le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the Gemara not say stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stealing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi learns gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchaso. You have stolen vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha. You have not given HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha. Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg pointed out in the Chag HaSmicha a couple months ago in Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh, pointed out that five lines from the bottom on Amud Aleph, Rashi also has the same idea, that Rashi seems to say that the Svari is that when you have Hanah, you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarech Lahodos, you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Svara is not that it's considered stolen material from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, it's not being gozel me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's stealing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the appropriate hoda'ah. That could be why Rashi switched to Esper Chasa, or if Zalman Nechemia connected it to the Rashi four lines from the bottom. Rav Zalman Nechemia also gave another nafkamina lahalacha that we did not discuss on Daf Yud Beis, which at that time I had already recorded Daf Yud Beis. Beis Hashem, we will give it in the halacha section today. The Gemara concludes the drasha of someone who steals vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar b'chanina bar papa, chavar hu li Ravim ben Nevat. When it says chavar hu li ish mashchis, he's a chavar to the tremendous mesis of Klal Yisrael, the king who caused Klal Yisrael to do terrible avodah zarah. Shehishchis says Yisrael aviem shabashamayim. So the person is in bad company if he's gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoda'ah. Of course, if he's not modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he runs the risk of ending up in avodah zarah. Gemara seems to be making a relationship between the two. Someone who ultimately is not modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really being kofer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the moment there's kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by definition is avodah zarah. Gemara continues 10 lines from the top on Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Tosis on the top of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis points out an interesting custom that fits beautifully with our Gemara, that the Gemara in Kuf Yud Tes Lamed Aleph in Shabbos says that when they would place down the table in front of a person, they would say Lashem Ha'aretz U'Meloa, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when they removed the table, so then they said Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem V'Ha'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. They put down the table, it was before the bracha, so that fits in beautifully that the pasuk of Lashem Ha'aretz U'Meloa is appropriate kodem lebracha, and afterwards the person put his imprint on it with the bracha, and then the words Nasan Adam are appropriate. Maharal, in a very deep idea in the Siva Avoda, in the Sefer Nesiva Solom, in Perek Yudalit, describes that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there is Kedusha everywhere. There, as in Kabbalah, of course, there was the idea of Tzimtzum, and the Nitzotzos, the sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are trapped all over, both inside a person in terms of his neshama, as well as even inanimate beings as well. When a person makes a bracha, the Maharal writes, similar to the beginning of the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the bracha is poda, it redeems, it takes out the nitzot, and he brings it into fruition. So the person himself was kona, acquired that nitzot, maybe we could add, according to the Maharal. Hence, beforehand, according to the sugya on Shabbos, beforehand, the food was simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and its source was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the individual accessed it and made it part of his life and his world by making the bracha. See the Maharal, the beautiful, powerful Maharal. Obviously, for a Daf Yomi Shir, one cannot expound too much. Nesiva Avoda, Perek Yudal. We continue in the Gemara, 10 lines from the top. Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa Rami. This is a famous Gemara, and a very important one as well. Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa asked the following question. Now, after we've gone from the intense discussion of what is a bracha, what's in the car for a bracha lefaneha, we now quote Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa in a totally different context, and that is having a job, learning Torah, the relationship between the two. On the one hand, the pasuk in Yoshua says, you shall take grain in the appropriate time. Uksivas after the ganecha. And yet it also says that Klal Yisrael will gather its grain. What does it mean, v'lakachti digoni bito, that I said you? When I translate that, I was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally means that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will take the grain and not leave it for you. Yet also the pasuk says, you will gather in the grain. Lo kasha, kamizman shisrael, shalmachum, kamizman shein yisrael, osr mishon, shalmachum. If Klal Yisrael is not doing the ratzon Hashem, then they will not gather in the grain. Tana rabbanon, v'yastavta digonecha, matam lomar, fishenet. What is the pasuk saying when it says, you will gather your grain in Parsha Sekev? L'fishenemar lo yemushu, lo yemush sefer HaTorah zeh mipicha. Yochol d'dvarim kichsavam. I would say that it means literally. Also again, Yeshua describes that the words of Torah should not leave your lips. Maybe that means it literally. Yachol dvarim kichsavam. I might think that it should be understood as it's written. In other words, you should never stop teaching and learning Torah. Tam lomar vasafta digonecha. The Torah tells us no. There's a time that you got to bring in the crop. Hanig bahen mineg derecheret. Be involved with them, a custom of their acheret. In other words, the way of the world that you got to cut your grain. Presumably, I'd like to add, bahen means with the Torah. That along with the Torah should be the meaning of their acheret. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, his famous machlokas, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai disagrees. Omer afilu Adam, Efshar Adam, excuse me. Choresh b'shoach harisha v'zareah b'shaz riyah, v'koyzer b'shaz sirah, v'dash b'shaz tisha. The whole process of producing the grain, v'zora b'shat haruach, and winnows at the time of the wind. Taira ma'ite heyola, what's going to be with Taira? Ela, b'zman shisrael, it's ritzani shamalacha, shamalam, melach l'nasas ha'yidechem. When they're doing the ratzon Hashem, their work is done by others. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, v'amdu zarim uru'u unchem. And foreigners will take care of their possessions. When they're not doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then they have to do the Melach HaNon. Shenemar v'asafta digonecha, as the pasuk says, v'asafta digonecha, v'lo od, elishim leches acherim na'atzis al yodam, and they also have to work for others, expounds Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Shenemar v'adita es oyevecha. This is a famous machlokis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The Gemara concludes, Amar Abaye, Haribe Asuk Rabbi Shmuel Vol Biyodan. Many apply the dictum of Rabbi Shmuel of Hanig Bohen, meaning their Acheretz, and they were successful. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Vol Asuk Biyodan. Many attempted, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it was not successful. The Nefesh HaChaim almost says this explicitly, and I heard this from one of my great Rabbeim, Rabbi Braunschweigel, as well, that our Gemara, at least in that tradition, they said that our Gemara is saying that Me'ikur Dina, we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel for the robe. There are a miut who will follow Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, but robe people have to follow the lifestyle of Rabbi Shmuel. Obviously, what that means, where you draw the line, etc., requires the appropriate consultation with Rabbeim who are sensitive to every nuance of Torah, as well as an understanding of human nature and the world that we live in. Amar le Rava le Rabbanon, b'metusa minayichu b'yom e'nisim b'yom e'tishrei, lo tachziu kamayu. Rava said to Rabbanon, during the days of Nisan and Tishrei, that is Nisan being the harvesting, the planting time, Tishrei being the harvesting time. Lo tachzu kamai, I don't want to see you. Kehecha, to litru, bifuznaichu kuloshasa. And this way you won't have to worry about your food the rest of the year. If you plant well and you harvest well, then I'll be able to learn with you the rest of the time. Rabbi Barbarchana continues with a powerful observation, 10 lines into the medium-sized lines of Lamed Hayom Beis. Amar Rabbi Barbarchana, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Commented in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Boy Re'eh Shaloi Kederes HaRishayim, Do'es HaRishayim. The older generation, the original, our great-great-great-grandparents, were not like the present generation. Do'es HaRishayim, the original generation, also Taras and Keva, what was Kavua by them, was consistent by them, was the Daf Yomi. Malachdun Arai, and their work was temporary, but Torah was always Kavua by them. Zubazunisgaim Biyadim, and they were successful in both in their Torah and in their work. Do'es HaRishayim, in the later generation, Sha'asu Malachdun Keva, they made their work permanent, the Taras and Arai, Zobazol Lonisgaim Biyadim. They're not successful in making money, and they're not successful in their Torah. Amar Rabbah Barachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bo Reish Lo Kedor Tzarishon Dol Tzarichronim. Dor Tzarishonim Hayu Machnitzim Perosein Derech Tarmatin Kedei Tarkasmon, excuse me, Kedei Lechayvon B'maiser. The original generations used to bring their fruits. Rashi says Traksimin is the description that was used in Aramaic for the gate and doorway, and what we would call today probably the main entrance. That was called a traksimen. They would take the peros in that way, kedei l'chayvam b'maiser, in order to be chayiv in maiser. We'll translate and then explain. Doros achron, the later generations, machnisim perosein, derech gagos, derech hatseros, derech karkisios, they wouldn't take it through the main entrance, kedei l'potram b'maiser, in order to exempt from maiser. Why? And the Gemara will do some of the explaining as well. The Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tevel, in other words, fruits that have grown on a tree that haven't been tithed, are not chayiv ma'aser until they see the inside of the house. As the pasuk says, it talks about the house. Now, what happens if you take the fruits in through the roof? So then, in such a case, that's not called derech habayis, and since it's not called derech habayis, in such a case, you're going to be potur, and because it didn't through, pnei habayis means the Pesach knisa v'yitzia, as Rashi explained. What the Gemara is describing is that there were some people who tried to get out of the chiyuv of maestros by taking things through the roof, and therefore, it wasn't chayim maestros, and they would save money. In the end, they didn't even gain. Ultimately, parnasa-wise, they didn't come out as ahead. Rabbi Yochanan Rafil Chatzar Kavas, Shinema V'Ochel V'Sharech V'Saveu. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that if it was brought in through the Chatzar, it would also be Chayiv in Maestro. The Gemaras in Ketan Mevarchin really get us ready for the long haul, the beautiful haul of the Daf Yomi. They are more difficult. We'll stop here a little bit short on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, and we will pick up Ezra Hashem tomorrow on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Now to the halacha of Ezra Hashem. Ezra Hashem, our first topic, la halacha for Daf Lamed Hey, is something that works in tandem with what we discussed on Daf Yud Beis in the halacha section, and we will advance it a little bit more. The subject is there an isur to eat without making a bracha? The simple reading of the Gemara, and this is the approach actually that Rav Soloveitchik took from the seven lines into the Y on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, Svaruhu Asar Lo La'adam She'enim Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. It is a Sura that it is Asar to eat without making a Bracha, to which Rav Soloveitchik used the term Matir, that the Bracha is a Matir which allows a person to eat food. Otherwise, on some level, it has a status of Machalos Asuris. We saw this on Daf Yud Beis because Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that this is a Maharsha in the end of Psachim, that we don't evoke the rule of Safek Brachos Lahakil when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, claims Rabbi Akiva Eger, because of the fact that if you don't make a bracha, the food is also to you like macholas asuris. This is one of the instances where I heard from one of my great rabbeim, from Rav Schechter, that Rav Schechter disagreed with Rav Soloveitchik, and we will give Rav Schechter's reasons that we mentioned before, as well as the reasons of other poskim and connect it to the daf on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Rav Schechter pointed out that this shita does not fit lahalacha, and that is that there is a machlokas rishonim whether an omen makes birchos hanenin. What's behind that machlokas rishonim? That could be revolving around our issue. However, how do we paskin lahalacha? And lahalacha, we say that an onen, just like he doesn't make birchas hamitzvahs, he doesn't daven, he doesn't make birchas hanen. And that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. As the Mishnah Brura says in Simen Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet, so therefore Rav Schechter pointed out one summer when I went to visit him with my Talmidim from the summer in Tannersville, we were discussing the halachos of brachos, so he immediately launched into the discussion where he proved that when it comes to halacha l'maisa, we do not assume that it is a matir, even though, if you take a look in our Iyun Shiurim, we saw that there are Rishonim that will clearly hold that way. See the Rajma and the Ritva, and many beautiful Hezberim in it, one night for the Sefer Shalmi Nisan. Clearly there are Rishonim that hold this way. However, the bottom line is halacha l'maisa, that an onen doesn't make a bracha. Now, if the halacha is as macholas asuris without a bracha, of course an onen would have to make a bracha. I mentioned this when we did the sugya on Daf Yom Beis. However, I had forgotten that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the Posek Hador, makes this argument as well in the Mincha Shlomo. I believe it's in Simin Yud Ches, where Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this point. This is discussed as well in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Simin Lamed Ches. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this exact raya, brings this exact raya that Rav Schechter brought in regards to Avel. Another nafkamina in this question was raised by Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg Shlita. Actually, in the Chag HaSmicha for Netiv Aryeh, Ravina made a comment that the nowadays people don't learn Rashi well enough, and Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg gave an example from our Rashi on Lamed Hei for a beautiful Nafkamina Lahalacha, which relates to the above question. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Pei Dalet Sivkotan Zayin quotes a Prima Gadim that takes it as a Dover Poshet, which Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg said that there are Cholkim on this Prima Gadim. I've not been Zocha to find them explicitly yet, but nevertheless, let us go with the assumption that it is, and that is, what happens if someone is in a place that it is Osir to make a Bracha, for example, a Mikvah, a Merchatz, or a Mokom HaMetunah? So the Prima Gadim is quoted by the Mishnah Brura saying, you're stuck, you can't drink. Why? So the Mishnah Brura himself, in his Sefer Be'er Halacha, here it's not in Simen Pei Dalet Siv Zayin, but rather in Simen Samach Beis, Dibra Hamaskel Shelo Yehei, in his Be'er Halacha, he says that the reason why it's prohibited is because it's Macholos Asuros. And even if you're an Ones, you don't have the heter of onis. Rav Zalman Nechemiah said that there are some who disagree. That if you're in an onis, the case of onis, where it's also make a bracha, you drink, however, or eat, however, you don't make a bracha. Rav Goldberg connected it to our Rashi. Because Rashi in Dibra Maskel El Svara, towards the end, says that someone who's nene, he has to be mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sarach lahodos l'misha barum. Svara, who according to Rashi, is that it's a svara that you're stealing the hodah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Rashi says explicitly, Allah min hayam abeis, go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchaso. What emerges is that Rashi is the source for the halacha l'maisa position. Rav Schechter argues strongly against Rav Soloveitchik's position as described in the new Rishima Shiurei Hagrid by Rav Heschel Reichman Shlita and his son Rav Moshe Nechemiah Reichman, that Birchas Hanenin is a matir. No, from our Rashi is Masha that you're stealing the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in a circumstance where you can't make the bracha? Then it's not Macholos HaSuros, and then one can make the bracha. And Rav Shechter had argued, and Rav Zalman Nechemia as well, that this can be followed LaHalacha. It is a basic Machlokas Rishonim. An excellent survey of these shitas can be found in a very good sefer. You could argue with many things in a sefer, but still it's a sefer that is definitely one that gets you to start thinking. Sefer Shalmi Nisan and Simon Aleph, where he claims many Rishonim do hold that it's a matir. He discusses many of the above Mara Makomos that we had mentioned. But LaHalacha, what would emerge is Rav Shechter's powerful point. I heard that from Rav Rafi Ronis, that Rav Avadia Yosef as well in a tshuva makes some of the same points. Also, and what would emerge is that LaHalacha, number one, in a case of a safek, we do not necessarily assume that it's a safek of Machsasuras, and therefore you don't necessarily have to repeat a bracha, as we discussed last time. Number two, we pass on that an onen does not make a bracha, and therefore it's not nisr. And number three, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg claimed that if a person is in a state of ones, so then in such a case, then he could eat without making a bracha. And he proved from the Rashis, that if you read Rashi well, you will notice that Rashi makes beautiful points that have nafkaminos, lahalacha. By the way, Rav Shalman Nissen also makes this point, that the stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stealing from him the bracha, and we pointed out that the Rashi is actually coming off of the Gemara, where the Gemara describes Gozel LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchaso, not Gozel MeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, but LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stealing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the fact that you're not giving him the bracha. So Halacha LeMaisa, what will emerge is B'Shas HaTzchak. A person could eat when he can't make a bracha. An onen eats without making a bracha. And in the case of safek, see what we discussed on Daf Yud Beis. It's not necessarily an example of safek macholos asuras. Bezras Hashem, the next topic we will entitle an introduction to the halachos of Kerem Rivai in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, as well as a couple of points in regards to Arla. We call it his introduction because this topic is not familiar to many. And also we will start from our Gemara, see it through the eyes of Tosos, and make a couple of points that one should be aware of, halacha l'maisa. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet, that one is not allowed to eat fruits during its first 3 years of growth, means the first 3 years of the growth of the tree. And on the fourth year, the Torah tells us, Vashana Raviyatiya Kopirya Kodesh, Hilul Mashem. And our Gemara told us that on Laman Heyam and Aleph, that the fruits should be redeemed. After it's redeemed, so then in such a case, it could be eaten. In regards to Neta Ravai or Kerem Ravai, our Gemara pointed out there is a machlokis tanoim between Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe, whether the halacha of Revai applies to all fruits of the tree, or specifically the fruits of the vine. That's a machlokis. How do we paskin in this machlokis tanoim? So Tosas in Dibur HaMaskul u'mandatani kerem Revai, the fourth Tosas on Lamed Heyam and Aleph, says that we paskin that when it comes to kerem Revai, it applies in Chutz La'aretz, but only of the Kerem and not of the Neta. What would emerge from this Tosos is, according to Tosos, a few halachos come out. Number one, in Eretz Yisrael, Revai applies to all fruits, and one needs to learn the halachos of Pidyon, or not eat them during the fourth year of a tree. This is halacha l'maisa. I'm saying this shir, sitting about 10 feet away from a tree that's growing, Baruch Hashem, in our backyard in Eretz Yisrael, with fruits, and people here in Eretz Yisrael need to know the halachos of Arla as well as Revai, and the halachos are much more machmir in Eretz Yisrael for both Arla and Revai, as we're going to see in a moment. In the fourth year, so then in Eretz Yisrael, it applies to all fruits as well as to the vine. However, Tosas comments that Revai does not apply in Chutzlaretz except for the vine. So therefore, if a person has a tree or is buying fruits in Chutzlaretz that one knows was from the fourth year, according to Tosfos, one could be mekel and doesn't need pidyon. How do we paskin halacha lemaisa in that regard? So here, the Ramah quotes the opinion of Tosfos in Simen Reish Sadi Dalet Sif Yudzayin in Yoredea in Hilchos Arlovieh Sheina Noeg Bechutzarts Rak Bekerem Velo Beshar Ilanos. Many other Rishonim, not only the Tosfos, are quoted. However, the Shach doesn't give us the full heter. The Shach cuts down the possibility of the heter, as quoted as well in the Ber Hetiv, one line Shach. Shach says, since the Yesh Mishomer Hilkach near the Bein Bekerem Revai, U Bein Benetter Revai Yesh Liftos Bechutz Laretz below Bracha. The Shach says you would not make a Bracha, however, we would still be Machmir. There is another issue that emerges from the Chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz that everybody needs to know. And this one has much more nafkaminas than Tosfos had wanted to create, which the Shach cut down the nafkamina and says that we are machmir for all revai in Chutz Laretz. See Tosfos for another nafkamina of whether you need a pruta or a shava pruta. But if, let's give another halacha lemaisa example between the difference of Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael that is very, very important for everybody to know. In Halacha Tes, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Tzadi Dalid, the Mechaber paskins is following. Safek Arla be'eretz Yisrael Aser. If there is a Safek of Arla, this is a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav. If you're not sure whether it's an Arla in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmir. U'bechutz la'aretz Mutter, b'nchutz la'aretz, you have to be Mekel. This is a fascinating halacha, which is a little cryptic, which one needs to say an Iyun Shir on, and that is that the Gemara says that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's Asur, but Sveiko Mutter, the Safik is Mutter. You need to explain why, because halacha l'moshe misinai, is it Safik Mutter, but that's what emerges from the Gemara in Kedushin. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not Asur because of halacha l'moshe misinai, it's also because of that pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Hence, bottom line, Rabosai, there's another chiluk between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, aside from the one that Tosfos had given. And in fact, this is a much bigger nafkamina. And that is, if one is not sure if fruits are Arla, in Chutz La'aretz, you could eat it, because it's a suffix. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmir. Which is why, even though when it comes to Arla, it's still an Isur D'Oraisa to eat Arla in Chutz La'aretz, we don't find very often, or I'm not aware of Hashkachos making sure that every single fruit is from non-Arla produce. And the reason for that is that the Isser only applies if you know that it's Arla. But if there's an orchard which has trees that are both trees that are under the age of three, and trees that are above the age of three, so then in such a case there isn't a Chiyuv of Arla or an Isra of Arla, and one is allowed to eat it because of the rule Sveiko Mutter. It should be noted that the Shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, based on a few diyukim, says that if you see a case of Safek Arla, where you know that some trees are Arla and some trees are not, you're not allowed to take it biyodayim from that tree. However, if someone else does, so then in such a case it would be Mutter. Hence, I don't think that many Kashrus organizations are makbid to make sure that the fruits that are being used are from trees that are entirely not of Arla. However, in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is very different, because Safek Arla be'Eretz Yisrael is going to be awesome. For that reason as well, the Shach had told us that we have to be machmir to be poda, not like our Tosos, Neta Revai and Kerem Revai, that all fruits are subject to the Isser of Revai, even in Chutz La'aretz, and require Pidyon. However, once again, if it's a Safek, one most definitely could be Mekel. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, there are many who learn the halachas, which we're not going to discuss right now, of how to do an appropriate Pidyon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos.
for Daf Lamed Hey.